the turnaround for the team in the second period. You made some huge saves there. The guys have credited you with those saves. Between that and Nick's goal, did it just help to settle everything down and get you guys back in a good place, good frame of mind?
Yeah, we just has to be stay together after first period. Obviously, we had a tough one first. Again, guys did a great job in front of me. I think they turned the game around. Big goal by Nick, and then crazy ending in the third.
It was a crazy ending in the third. Sitting there and watching what was going on around you there as the guys are trying to kill the clock. How exciting is it? I know you're calm and you're locked in the game, but you know you really have a chance at that point.
Well, I just have to be focused, you know, stay with the moment as usual. So nothing. Don't go ahead of myself or don't go behind. So just stay with the in the moment and trust my teammates that we get it done.
In addition to your big saves, there were times where they blocked big shots for you tonight as well. This is really a total team effort, isn't it? The way that you fall behind, you come back together as a group.
Yeah, that was huge. There was there was Chauncey big block in the end of first. So there's Savi big block. So it's a perfect blocks at the perfect time. So that's the teamwork.
And again, goals by guys like David Savard, who has been hot down the stretch for you, a guy that's not necessarily a big goal scorer in the regular season, but that's what it takes in the playoffs, isn't it?
Yeah, again, it's the team effort, you know, and the team will push who's the hero of the game, you know, and we just have to stay together. It's still a long way to go, and it's good to have first one win, obviously, but it's a long way to go.
Is there going to shake up that first period with you and the team? How did you get beyond that?
Yeah, we just, we knew that we have to be better. We just have to calm ourselves down a little bit, take a breath, and get back to work, and that's it.
How big were those saves you made right away in the second period? They're on the power play. I think there was one where you kind of got your glove on the one, like 2-on-0. How big was that to just kind of feel good and get the puck in your
glove? It's again, you stay with the moment, you know. Obviously, they have big power play unit there, so you have to stay focused. And I think guys did a great job there. They allow me to read the play well and do my things.
What did you see on that play, that save early the second, that kept it at 3-0? Because it seems like if that goes the other way, that could have changed the entire game.
Yeah, I just played it by the moment, you know. I saw the right-handed shooter on the other side, so I play by him to him, make a quick movement, and then I don't know, and then backdoor play, I just put my pad there, and that's it.
You said you stay in the moment, but does a play like that give you motivation, confidence? Does it generate momentum for you going forward in a game after a tough first period?
Yeah, you build up little by little, you know, little pieces into the team table. Every big play matters in the playoffs, you know, and I thought everyone has contributed for tonight's game.
You guys have had games like this before. I don't think you've ever had a game quite like this in the playoffs. What confidence does this give this group to do this?
It's a huge win, huge comeback, huge win for us. But again, so we have lots of hockey ahead of us, and we have to enjoy tonight, and we'll get ready to go back to work in game two.
How do you guys prevent letting this thing get away? You know, I've seen, like, there's other games that you've been in here that's gotten away from you. How did you guys stop that this time?
Yeah, again, as I said, after first period, we regroup, refocus, breathe, take a breath, and get back to work. And little by little, we come back, came back.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.